Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rainbow disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Everyone, and thanks for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio for another Raising Vibration Radio, what do you call this, like infomercial? Yeah, that's it, an infomercial, because I'm not actually doing my show right here, right now on this network. I'm going to save the good show for Intuit Talks, where I get to do my radio show from the luxury of my own website, which is empowered by Intuit Talks, and Intuit Talks hosts the show. It has amazing radio programs on there. If you guys haven't gone and become a member of Intuit Talks, which I call it Facebook on steroids for spiritual people. That's right, you heard me. It's better than Facebook. It's piped up. It's connecting with people of like mind and like hearts and like body and souls, right? The whole mind, body, soul experience. So if you haven't gone and got you a free account, it is amazing. And not only is it like Facebook, it's much better than Facebook. It's not like, it's so much better than Facebook. You also, if you want to blog, if you're a blogger, you can blog for free. You can share. You know, all of us light workers, we love to share, don't we? We want other people to know that they're not alone experiencing that. So there you can go and you can write about your experiences. You can post updated information about what's going on in your world. And you can send prayers and energy to those people that you connect with on the site. And if you want to have a show, oh my God, for a small fee, you can have your own show like I have on Intuit Talks, just like Chris of Curious Times has, or Dorothy of Energy Therapies has, or Mama D and Brian and Jennifer's Journey has 3 points of light on there. And then my good friend Dolores, Small Elk Sacred Energy has a show on there. And, you know, there's so many other people. Renee Richards, she does programming here on Blog Talk, but she also does a show on Intuit Talks. So if you haven't had the opportunity to go and join Intuit Talks, you totally need to do that for yourself because it's amazing and awesome and wonderful. Now that I said all that, and I could just sit here and talk about Intuit Talks all night long, I do want to talk about my special guest tonight. Yay! I'm having a medium on Saturday dawn, but we're not going to open up the phone lines for mediumship readings tonight. I'm going to ask her about what it's like to be a medium and how we can in tune get in with ourselves to communicate with the other side, and what energies, what the energies feel like for her. We're also going to tell you where you can go and meet Sandra live in person to have a reading with her. People are traveling They are traveling to be with her. It's amazing. They travel 3, 4, 12 hours away to come and be with her. So she's getting out there and putting a name out there for herself. And we're so honored that she's been a guest on here before. And she's agreed to come on and let me ask her some silly old questions. And we're going to get to know her on a more intimate level. And we're going to talk about energies and what's going on right now with everything and what we can do to help ourselves, you know. And she's also great with Reiki, too. So we'll talk about, you know, our own healing energies, right? This is a 9-year vibration clearing. And so it's really important to get our energy cleaned up because we want to show the universe we're worthy to stay and continue on this planet after this year and start anew. So we're going to clear out the old, right? That's what we're doing right now so we can start off afresh. So you only got a couple of months left, like 3 months or so left to clear out some old negative energy or old negative stuff. I got to get off my butt and clean up this house and get rid of some things that are no longer serving me. I know I've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, but yeah, tick-tock. I gotta let it go. So, you know what? I'm gonna ask Sandra Dawn for some advice on that tonight while she's on here. That show starts at 8:30 p.m. on RaisingVibrationsRadio.com. There's a link right here. All you have to do is click on it. For you guys that are right here listening with me, thank you so much for joining me here in the call center. You hang on here until about 8:25. I'll go open up the studio. And I'm going to read you the number where you can call in with a special show code so you can listen in via your telephone. Or, you know, if you just want to go and listen on the internet, you can do so right there or Skype. But you'll need that link right there to join in with Skype and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to the show. I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. Isn't Monday awesome? I love Mondays. I was so happy Monday came along that I got up 30 minutes past than I was supposed to. I was so excited, right? I was like, yes, it's Monday here. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's do a love energy prayer here. The great healer. Love's a powerful energy for healing. Our world can benefit from more loving prayers, from improved health. Take some time now to share some loving energy with someone you know who could benefit from the extra kindness or love and silent meditation to those beings who are suffering in this world. Here's another one. Dear God, and you can use whatever word you feel comfortable with. You don't even have to call this praying if you don't want to. Thank you for today, and thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandparents, everybody, our friends, the people we meet. Please help to nurture our relationship with everyone. With each day, we can pray for energy and creativity when it comes to showing love to everyone we know or ever will know. Help us to be healthy and whole and ready to serve in any way that you seem fit that they might need. And we pray against sickness and headaches and lacks of time and excuses of selfishness. We pray for your love to flow through us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love it. I got tingles there. So, again, you are listening to Raising Vibrations Radio infomercial here on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30, or actually 8:20. I'm going to go open up the studio where I'm having a special guest, a medium, Sandra Dawn, is going to be on there, and we're going to be spreading the love. We're going to get to know Sandra Dawn, what makes her tick, what makes her happy. We're going to talk about where you can go and meet her live for a special reading tonight. I'm going to give you information on her website. And what else are we going to do? We're going to talk about this energy that's going around, and we'll open up the phone lines. If you want to call and ask a personal question to Sandra, you're more than welcome to do that. It's just that we're not going to go into readings tonight, okay? But if you have a question about being a medium or working on certain energy vibe or something like that, feel free to call in. You are part of that. We want to help you with that. We're just not doing any mediumship mediumship readings, because I know today she worked doing that. I'm sure her energy is just gone. Whenever you're connecting with spirit like that, it really drains your energy. So I don't want to do that to her tonight, but I do want to get to know her on a more intimate level. So again, that show starts at 8:30. And we'll be starting that, and I'll be giving you the phone number here live on the show with a show code, and you need that show code to get in. Okay, so we did our little gratitude prayer and everything like that. This is just a great Monday. It really is. I had a beautiful time today. I have so much to share with you, but I'm not going to get into it right now. I want to talk to you about clearing negativity, because we're in that 9 vibration year. And since we got a little bit of time before my show starts on Intuit Talks at 8:30 from my website at www.raisingvibrationradio.com, let's talk about clearing some negativity. So here, I'm going to give you 5 tips. Okay, 5 simple tips to help you incorporate Pono method in your mirroring session. All right. So tip number 1. Observe. Okay, so let me go into Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is a powerful and ancient Hawaiian technique for clearing your life of negativity and self-imposed limitations taught by Dr. Hugh Lin. With it, you can clear the data in your subconscious, freeing you to hear the path that is waiting for you. The more you clear your unconscious of its flawed programming, remember our brain is like a computer, all right? So we gotta defrag that hard drive every once in a while and throw away that that unnecessary program that no longer deserves us, right? So the more you clear your unconsciousness of its flawed programming, the more your higher self can guide your way. Here are 5 simple tips for you to incorporate the Ho'oponopono method into your mirror session. So tip number 1, observe your feelings and thoughts. Have you ever been overwhelmed or weighed down by a negative comment from a friend? Like, wow, they said something, and they may not have meant it negative at all, but we took it negative, right? So this feeling can be triggered by a thought, another person, an event, or anything that triggers a negative association. This is the stimulus. Realize the problem is inside you and not in the other person. It actually is a problem that you have to control, you have control over. Whatever the case, the first step is to notice that you don't feel good. You're angry, you're upset, you're worried, you're scared, you're lost, you're vacant, or any other wide range of emotions and feelings that could be labeled as unhappy. Especially in the early stages, these feelings are often come up during your personal mirror sessions. Using Ho'oponopono during your mirror session, and a mirror session is just looking into the mirror and talking to yourself, right? You're going to look at your talk and you're going to say, I love you. You're amazing. With Ho'oponopono is I love you. Hopefully it's got it in here. I know it's I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me and something else. So hopefully it's going to talk about that here in just a second, but you're looking in the mirror and you're doing all those things here. So tip number 2, start to clean on the feeling. Don't clean on the other person or the thought or the situation or anything out there. The problem is inside. You control yourself. You are the one aware of the problem, and you are the one who has to clean it, saying, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. There it is. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you is the way to clean. So you're looking in the mirror, and you're saying that to yourself. Like, you know, I've had a situation with work, right? And most of it's been my perception of how I looked at it. And I'm thankful that I've got to, you know, realize that I had just as much part in this whole situation as any other person had in this situation. So the reason I wanted to go here and visit the Ho'oponopono is to let you know that we all have to take responsibility and ownership of where things are going in our life. So I had to do that with myself this week. So again, you're going to say, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. You can do it to another person without them even being there. You can see them in the mirror, right? And you can see that, and you can repeat that statement nonstop in your mind while feeling the problem as you perceive it. But don't just stop at unwavering repetition. Open yourself to applying the concept behind the words in your life. Remember, love, humility, forgiveness, and gratitude. Tip number three, let go of the need, addiction, feeling, or attachment. Whew, that's a hard one. Letting go of the feelings really hard sometimes, right? When you first observe the experience, the negative feeling or thought, consciously take a step back and observe what you're feeling. Realize that this feeling or thought is not you. You are experiencing it, but it's not you. You're not that. As you continue to clean, occasionally observe your feelings as if you're a third party. Notice how your mood shifts and improves or declines. Continue to clean until you become detached from the negativity and let go. You will come to a feeling of peace. Peace, right? Oh, and tip number four, listen. Listen for promotings to take inspired actions. Listen for something within you to inspire you to take action. So Dr. Hugh Lin once said that he cleans on a decision three times. If the answer is the same after those cleaning out, he's cleaning when you're talking in the mirror, he takes action on it. This means if I get an impulse to do something to resolve the perceived problem, I might clean on it three times before I actually take any action. And this way, you are ensure that the action is coming from inspiration and not memory. Then must quickly take action. By doing so, you open yourself up to more inspiration. And number five, repeat as needed. Everyone wants a shortcut to cleaning and reaching zero, but that very impatient needs cleaning. Wanting something right now is a memory playing out, urging us to get instant gratification. It's data. The divine has no time and no urgency. Wanting things to unfold faster than they unfold is a wonderful opportunity to clean. Keep cleaning. Cleaning, 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 because it makes you feel lighter, happier, and healthier. You know, today I posted on Raising Vibration Radio Facebook page. I don't know if you guys have gone to like that, but I post different things. And there's this beautiful person who does astrology on a video. And I subscribe to her for the Aquarius part, but it sounds like she's always doing Virgo right now, because we are in Virgo right now going into Libra. And she just makes me laugh. So if you haven't gone and watch it, but she's talking about today and tomorrow being clearing days, and this kind of goes along with what she was saying astrologically. So if you guys haven't gone and liked that Facebook page, you owe it to yourself to do that, because I do post some crazy things on there and some quotes and some inspiring thoughts on there, and I want to share that with you guys. And also I keep you posted and updated on the guests that we're going to be having, or if we did a special healing circle the other day. I think it was 2 days ago, Saturday night, we did one. You know, so sometimes I'll pop up and do a healing circle. I did it with two other shows from Intuitalks. I did it with 3 Points of Light, and the other show was Small Elk Sacred Energy. So again, if you're going through some hard times and you want to listen to the archive of that healing circle, be my guest. We did it for a friend of ours that's in the hospital, and I'm still sending you lots of love and energy, Roger. I think you're amazing, and hang on in there and stuff. But if you need to release something, go listen to that show. And we're going to try to do that once a month. But again, you're going to have to go and like my Facebook page on Facebook for RaisingVibrationsRadio.com so that you can keep up with what's going on and meet some of the other people that do shows on Intuitalks there. You know, I post their listings there too, periodically. So anyway, keep cleaning, because it makes you feel lighter, happier, and healthier. It's a fast track way to remove the data in your being so that you can get closer to the divine. It's also easy, effortlessly, and free. The Secret Reflection combines the Ho'oponopono practice as well as the Secret Mirror, along with 13 other methods. And, you know, I will share some of those things later on with you, but I think Ho'oponopono works. It's simple. You know, and sometimes we overcomplicate things. So I think working the Ho'oponopono, the I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you, and really mean that to yourself or to the person you're saying it to. But really, you don't really owe that other person an apology at all. You owe it to yourself, you know, because, again, it's perception. So, okay, it's 8:20. I'm going to play a song here, or let's do one more love thing real quick before I go play a song and everything. So you guys hang on tight, because we are going, I'm going to come back with that phone number with the show code so that you guys can join in on the show, because, you know, I don't do it here from Blog Talk Radio at all. I do it from my website. This is just a little infomercial. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to go get that number. You get that pen and paper handy, okay? So you can write that number down along with that show code. Or you guys listening on the internet, you know what to do. You just hit that link right there. It'll take you in there and join Reverend Raven, and then choose microphone or headset, or choose a Skype option once you get inside there, okay? So let me play a song. I'm Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
It's a new life
for me, yeah.
It's a new life for me.
And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
So I hope you guys have your pen and paper ready. I've already opened up the studio, so you're more than, you know, you can go and join me there. I haven't unmuted over there. I will in just a minute. But the call-in number and show code. So the call-in number is 631-353-4342. And then you're going to enter show code 75567. Again, the call-in number is 631-342, and then it's going to ask you for a show code, okay? So that number is 75567. Again, the show code is 75567. And I'm going to post this on our Facebook page right now, too, as well. So you guys have that information in case you didn't get it, quickly wrote down or something like that. It will be on the Facebook page. So I encourage you, if you haven't gone and liked the Facebook page, to do so, because it will give you information. And I'll always post the number and everything like that on our Facebook page, okay? So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to Raising Vibrations Facebook page to post that number, and that's facebook.com/Raising Vibrations Radio. And I'm putting it right here right now. There we go. It's on there. Again, I'll read it out real quick. 631-353-4342. And you're going to enter code 75567. Okay? All righty then. Thank you guys so much for listening in. I'm going to go ahead and shut down this little section of the show. And I hope to see you over on the other side at intuitalks.com. All you have to do is hit that link, or, call in with that show code, that phone number and that show code, which I just gave you guys. And I hope to see you there. Blessings to you guys, and thanks so much for keeping me company here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll see you over on the other side. Bye now.